This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for our could be O-U-R, or it could be H-O-U-R. It's our report to the nation on the DJV program. Every hour is a different report, and our report card is looking pretty good, given the number of people that are listening and who says what about whom. They like the conversation, so let's see if we can give them something to like, Victoria. Jennifer is off in this hour of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Today is Veterans Day. It's a very important day for lots of different reasons. For me, the family history has a lot of focus on men who serve. No women in my family. Actually, when I think about it, no women in my family other than the current group that is my age and younger. But my mother, my grandmother that I knew, I didn't know my father's parents, but my mother and her mother never had a job. Imagine that in today's world. They never had a job. They had a job as being a mother, and that was the most important thing they did, but didn't have a job. The men and women who have served, though, and made it many times, it's the first job, putting on a uniform, serving the country. This day, November 11th, 1919, was originally supposed to be the day, as a matter of fact, President Wilson was the president that year. The end of World War I was celebrated as Armistice Day, honoring the fallen soldiers, the sacrifice. And so it wasn't until 7 years after that, Victoria, that Congress adopted a resolution requesting that President Calvin Coolidge, Smiling Cal, issued another proclamation that November 11th would be a legal holiday. And then in World War II, a veteran, Raymond Weeks, had the idea to expand this day to celebrate all veterans rather than just the ones who have died, or the ones that died in World War I. Mr. Weeks then conducted the first Veterans Day celebration in 1945 in Alabama. And every year it was he took care of this until he passed away in 1985. In 82, he was honored by President Reagan with Presidential Citizens Medal. He was also named the Father of Veterans Day by Elizabeth Dole, the wife of Vice President Dole and also a senator at the time. The Senate Resolution 143, which passed in August of 2001, designated the week of November 11th through the 17th as National Veterans Awareness Week. So, about whom and what do you and your family, your father came from Ireland. I forget whether your mother came. Your mother was an American, right?
Yep.
Do I remember that correctly? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my dad is from Ireland, and my mom's family has been here since 1650.
Ah,
wow, way
interesting
back.
Combo, yeah, right, oh, yeah. Exactly.
I'm literally a first-generation American on my dad's side and a first-generation colonist on my mom's side, so I've got a lot of firsts.
So what, in your family history, members of the family who have served, do you know anything about any stories regarding people that are close to you, either your side or Lewis's side, your husband's side? That is worth telling. I think some people don't want to tell the story because they just say, well, my father was a corporal. It doesn't make much difference what your rank was. If you were serving and you were in the line of duty, line of fire, there's something to be honored there. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead, Victoria.
Yeah, well, we have, going back to my mom's side, we have ancestors who fought in the Revolutionary War. And then all the way through to my grandfather, my mom's father, very, very, I've heard a million stories about his time in World War II in the Navy, and that was aside from his family, his proudest achievement,
yes,
being in the Navy. And
with many people,
amazing
that's the
stories.
Case. Many people who have been in the service, it is, other than their family, that's very well put, actually, other than their family life, being a veteran is the most important thing that they've accomplished. And with good reason. That's good thought, I think, under the circumstances. the some of the things that have happened or are happening. There are various specials. You see Veterans Day specials and things special for, and I think they've expanded it to not just vets, but to people who are first responders. At least that is, I just think that that's, I guess it's appropriate under the circumstances. But I don't want to water down the benefit that we have from those who have served. And when I say served, I don't discount people who have done things that weren't in the line of duty out in the war zones, but because I think a lot of the stuff that he's done is pretty dangerous. But then I see some things that are being done by veterans these days that are not just in the name of veterans. And this is, I think I pointed this out yesterday, the AMVETS, there are veteran services organizations that are helping people who are in hospitals. I saw a local group who were collecting money that was used to go buy masks, and then they'd go to churches, and they'd they're just expanding on who they are because they are an organization that's powerful and organized. Most of the veterans groups that I know are very organized. So I just think it's worth a moment, but more than a moment, worth as much of our time as possible to think about veterans. Somebody once sent me the following. It's the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion. It's the veteran, not the reporter, who's given us freedom of the press. It's the veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It's the veteran, not the campus organizer, who's given us freedom to assemble. It's the veteran, not the lawyer, who's given us the right to a fair trial. It's the veteran, not the politician, who's given us the right to vote. It's the veteran who salutes the flag that makes it more meaningful, the veteran who serves under the flag. So I think there is a lot of some people go into the service because they can't get a job. Some people go into the service because it's a proud family tradition. Some people go into the service because they want to serve the country. Some people are proud to serve the country. And there's all I just find that there's a different crop. I think a lot of veterans go into the police, people in the military. I find myself sometimes a little bit I'm squeamish about some of the people who have decided to give that are not to be in the service. We do find that once in a while. But I also think it's really fair and just that these people get the attention that comes not just on a day like that. People confuse Veterans Day with Memorial Day, too. You know that. Memorial Day is aimed at honoring not just people who have been in the service who have died, but people that are, you know, in our family. I think it was on November 11th, I'm trying to remember the year, I think it was 1938, that Kate Smith, do you know that name, Victoria? People who are older listening to the program. No, okay. She was the singer and songwriter who, she did not write the song. Irving Berlin wrote God Bless America, which was first performed on the Armistice Day or Veterans Day 1938, the World's Fair. And I think it is much more of a, I find, for my taste anyway, God Bless America is much more of a national anthem.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Phil, if you can find that, just we'll play a snippet of it.
Kate
Smith.
It prettier.
Oh, it's a fabulous
song. I know the national anthem has a story behind it and everything,
yeah.
But I love God Bless America. I think it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. So there are other countries as well that are on board today. It's a legal holiday in Great Britain. It's a legal holiday in France and Canada. All right, go ahead. Crank that up, Phil. This is Kate Smith. This is really her signature song.
What year was this?
1938.
Wow.
Yeah. She was around, did a daily TV show when I was a kid, and she sang a song called When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain. It was her, another signature song for her. Just a great voice, perfect for this song, don't you think?
Yeah, this is great.
America, my home. Some people think it's a little corny, and I suppose maybe it is. Lots of activity on days like today, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and Arlington National Cemetery. Have you ever been there, Victoria? There's something that'll take your breath away. My wife's father died, and he was buried at Arlington, and I remember the ceremony. I remember walking around there. I had never done it before, and I have never done it since, actually. Although my son, who was very interested in it, wanted me, and we will sometimes go back there and just walk around and see. Anyway, the idea of this, or my having this conversation, is to sort of play out what I talk about frequently, and that's the fact that veterans there's no way they get a fair shake. The way the country is run now and the way veterans are screwed around, especially some of the men and women who have been involved in Vietnam, even in Korea to a point, but it didn't really start to get bad until Vietnam, when all the stuff that was used, Agent Orange and things, to blow up the Viet Cong, well, it had more of an impact. Many make the argument that we were hurt more than the Vietnamese were because of what we did and what the soldiers were exposed to. And we didn't really take very good care. A lot of my contemporaries were in the service and have died early, painful, horrible deaths because of what they were exposed to. And the government really didn't do anything to help them out, most of them anyway. And then you move ahead to well, down the Middle East, and there's just so much stuff we've gotten involved in that we didn't need to be involved in. And the treatment that has been given to veterans, it's just the psychological damage that has come that needs to be taken care of. There are a number of articles that have been written over the years, stories about men and women who've been buried at Arlington National Cemetery, that I think it's the idea of understanding the commitment that it takes and what the men go through. Sometimes you get that by reading some of the books. Sometimes you get it out of going to the movies. But unless you've actually experienced it, I know a lot of the listeners over the years have sent me things from newspapers and magazines and things that have me really dedicated to making sure that this day is a day that's special. And so I'm happy to be on the air and talk about it as we can. The precise time for the signing, the end, the armistice, if you will, of after World War One, Victoria, was 11 a.m. at I forget where it was now. I'm thinking it was on a ship, but I'm not sure it was. 11 a.m. on November 11th. So 11 at 11 a.m. And if there's anything that you know about numerology or things that come from people like Uri Geller, they'll tell you the magic of the number 11. And how the triple 11 made it so much more significant. And it had, I think that's one of the reasons it stuck with us, actually, after all these years. So just it is a remembrance. It's a thought. It's important for us to be in on this, as far as I'm concerned, for today. So whether Happy Veterans Day is the right way, I don't know whether it's happy or just, just let's think about and acknowledge veterans when we see them or hear about them. I think that's a good way to shape the day, frankly. Here's a way for you to shape your body. A lot of people are trying to figure out how to reverse obesity rates in our country because of all the stats that we're now knowing and learning about people who are too heavy and what has happened to them under COVID. So you want to get in on a program that'll have you lose the weight and keep it off. It's an awesome supplement. Calitrin. No stimulants, no drugs, natural formula. Collagen is the number one ingredient of so many that will help you sleep better, lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, sign up for the program, and use the discount code DJV for the best price, no shipping charges, etc.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Service to you and others. This is the DJV program, and our service in each hour presents some music news, stories about musicians. We all recognize Bruce Springsteen here. The annual Stand Up for Heroes benefit going virtual this year, and with the boss, Jon Stewart, performing. Prince Harry's going to be there. Tiffany Haddish, Brad Paisley.
Haddish like radish.
Yeah.
You mentioned her more exotic. She would laugh.
Yeah. I don't get it. She's one of the people that I don't get. You know, it's kind of like how... Well, no, let's talk about it later. Ray Romano, Patty Scialfa, who is Bruce's wife, Sheryl Crow, and Eliza Schlesinger. I don't know who she is. Who's she?
Comedian. She's
is she?
Very, yeah, really yeah. Well-known in the comedy world.
Okay. Because I'm no
she's
fun.
She's not a household name, but she's in the comedy world. She's really big.
Okay.
She's got a couple TV shows and stuff.
Is she? Yeah, okay. The benefit airing a week from today, the 18th, at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on ABC. It'll be on TikTok, Facebook Watch, Twitch. What's Cheddar? Cheddar must be...
Cheddar's a network. Yeah. It's a news and finance network.
Good, okay. And the Armed Forces Network. Stand Up for Heroes, started by ABC News correspondent Bob Woodruff 14 years ago, shortly after he suffered devastating head injuries in Iraq while covering the war, raises money for veterans and their families. Over the years, it's grown from New York's Town Hall to the Beacon Theater to the 5,600-seat theater at Madison Square Garden. Lineup shifts from year to year, but Springsteen has been a part of it pretty much all of these celebrations. Every time he plays a brief acoustic set, even tries out a couple of jokes. For the last 14 years, the Stand Up for Heroes event has continued to inspire our nation, serves as a reminder of all the brave individuals that have defended our country selflessly in our military. That's a statement from Bob Woodruff. This year, it's especially important that we unite to show support for the sacrifices they make as we come together virtually to stand up for these heroes. Yeah, I would echo that. Yep. So that'll be something that's a week from tonight, for those of you who want to make that notation. 25 and change after the hour on today's DJV program. Victoria and I now have the performance, one of the great performances of Stevie Wonder to focus on. Actually, he and Celine Dion are going to perform at a benefit concert that's being held for nurses. It's organized by the nonprofit Nurse Heroes Group, announcing a benefit concert in Lee on Thanksgiving Day to help support essential medical workers during our current situation. Nurse Heroes Live, hosted by, is it Live or Live? Nurse
Live.
Heroes Live? Okay. Mm-hmm. Hosted by Whoopi Goldberg, produced by Emilio Estefan, who is the son of Charlie, who's the brother of Charlie Sheen and Martin Sheen's son. Emilio Estefan. Oh, that's no, that's Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, Gloria Estefan's husband.
Right, that's right, too.
You're thinking of Estevez.
Estevez, thank you, yes I am.
Yeah, right, Emilio Estefan has produced a lot of these types of large concerts and shows.
Yeah, and he's married to one of the most talented performers. I've always loved Gloria Estefan. There's something about just the way she sings and performs. Anyway, so that's going to be on Thanksgiving Day as well, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It'll be broadcast worldwide, Nurse Heroes Live, featuring performances from Stevie Wonder, Celine Dion, Gloria Estefan, Andrea Bocelli, Black Eyed Peas, Josh Groban, Carole King, Maluma, David Foster, Catherine McPhee Foster, Leslie Odom Jr., Pitbull. There'll be more people, I think, as well. Actually, Billy Crystal and Oprah will make special appearances, and the event will highlight a performance by a choir of 50 nurses and other essential workers alongside more featured celebrities. Also, Taylor Swift is going to be lending her support with a donation of a signed folklore guitar to be auctioned off for the benefit of the Nurse Heroes Foundation. Emilio Estefan says, quote, "I've had the privilege of producing some very special concerts, but the response from celebrities for Nurse Heroes has been extraordinary. Combined, they have over 450 million fans following them on social media. With this concert, we'll help nurseheroes.org fund programs, including scholarships for nurses and their children."
We need more nurses. That's something we've learned through the pandemic.
Why there aren't more of it. It's a tough job, but the pay is getting better and better all the time, as well as should be. All right, so there's that celebration. 28 and a half after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man accused of killing a Houston police sergeant Monday is now in custody. 24-year-old Robert Solis was arrested Tuesday, 24 hours after the shooting death of Sergeant Sean Rios. He was arrested during a traffic stop in the Houston area. A witness tells ABC 13 what he saw.
I heard the gunshots, and I was right there in the front, so I ran toward here, and I see a man running toward the hotel. And he's just bleeding everywhere, all over, bleeding and just, you know, not running right, not walking right. And he entered the office at the hotel, and he collapsed right in there.
Sergeant Rios was on his way to work when shot multiple times in North Houston. In a recent survey of 2,000 Republicans, 70% believe the 2020 presidential election was tainted by improper use of mail-in ballots. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Walmart wants to deliver your online orders via self-driving cars. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Walmart announced on Tuesday that it's teaming up with a new autonomous car company to test deliveries in Scottsdale, Arizona. The pilot program with Cruise, which is majority owned by General Motors, will begin early 2021. Customers will be able to place their orders from their local store and have it delivered contact-free via one of Cruise's all-electric self-driving cars. Despite support on both sides of the aisle for regulation, Congress has been unable to pass meaningful legislation on autonomous vehicles. There have been a number of high-profile accidents involving self-driving cars in recent years that have brought increased scrutiny on the technology. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Chairman of the board at Daimler predicts large-scale commercial production of self-driving cars to take off between now and 2025. The National Hockey League could go with a temporary realignment of its teams for next season during the COVID-19 pandemic. The league also is contemplating a reduced schedule and temporary hubs. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said realignment could help with ongoing travel restrictions for Canada and mandated quarantines for visiting certain states in the United States. As it relates to the travel issue, which is obviously the great unknown, we may have to temporarily realign to deal with geography because having some of our teams travel from Florida to California may not make sense. Bentman said Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, this is the DJV get-together. Victoria Keelan along with Doug Steffen, our DJV download, the most recent one at djvshow.com. Michael J. Fox is channeling Marty McFly. We had a little fun with that on the podcast. Also, I went through some of the TV premieres, some of my favorite programs, some of your favorite programs. We talked about that. Mickey D., McDonald's, and some of the other newsworthy, the essence of newsworthy items from the food news department, which Victoria and I love to share because I'm such a great cook and I make such great things.
Yeah.
It has even more credibility.
Culinary alchemist, more like.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's me. Hey, I like that. Culinary alchemist. Good. All right, so a couple of things here that are worthy of note. Most everything, I wouldn't think, that's kind of a silly statement, actually, when I think about it. Of course, everything that we talk about is worthy of note, right? With some focus, sometimes a little more special than others. Boston, probably in terms of sports, it's a phenomenal sports town. That doesn't mean I have to be involved in it. I'm acknowledging that there are a lot of healthy sports teams that have been over the years very successful. I can remember one year when the Red Sox won, the Celtics won, the Patriots won, and the Bruins won. I think there was one year when they all won all of their championships. I don't remember what it was. It was in the 80s, I think, maybe 86, somewhere in there. But basketball, for some reason, has been part of the culture here, maybe even more so. The Patriots are Johnny-come-latelys, certainly the Red Sox, but they had it took a long time for the Red Sox to kind of get their act together. But the Celtics, under the leadership of a guy named Red Auerbach, who never played basketball in his life, but somehow or other was able to create teams that won year after year after year after year. And some of the great players that everybody knows about, from Larry Bird to Bill Russell, I can go through as a kid any number of names. One of them was Tommy Heinsohn, who, as a matter of fact, was part of all of the NBA championships the franchise had. He was a player. He was a coach. He was a broadcaster, member of the Boston Celtics Hall of Fame, 8 titles as a player, 2 as the coach of the team, and he called 7 more as a broadcaster, and he just stopped broadcasting. It was last year. So anyway, he was a homer. There's another broadcaster that you may have heard of, Victoria. Many of the listeners would have heard of Johnny Most, who before Tommy Heinsohn was the Celtics broadcaster. And the two of them were known as homers. Do you know what that term means? The term homer when it comes to a broadcaster? Now, some of the broadcasters like to be known as fair, maybe fair and balanced. These guys, nah. And I think it makes it more fun, actually. When there was a bad call on the Celtics, it was a bad call. It wasn't a bad call on the Celtics. It was just a bad call. And so, anyway, it was just kind of fun to listen to the broadcast of the excitement in their voices. Hard to duplicate. And unless you hear it, we can have excerpts from games, and you'd hear some of the excitement. He went to Holy Cross in Worcester. So he was a local guy. He was the NBA Rookie of the Year in 1957. His number was 15. That was retired in the Garden Rafters, I think, in the late in the 60s. I don't remember. He played in the 50s and 60s and was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame somewhere in the 70s. But I think a lot of people remember him as a broadcaster. And he actually has been doing the games for almost 40 years. That's along both on television and radio. He loved Larry Bird, and there were always things back and forth with the two of them. But he did 2,800 games over the years. And so he's a very important player, and that's why I mention it. Very important to the game of basketball, which is, I think, one of the more civil games that we that we have and that we enjoy. Meanwhile, other things going on here in the world. NBC is bringing The Grinch to life, yet another version, musical holiday special. I don't like, maybe you should tell, I don't like The Grinch. I don't like the story. I don't like the song.
The story's great, though, because it has such an amazing ending.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've accused you of being Grinch-like, so.
Yes, you have. No, I don't think it's we. I think it's you.
No, Jen has definitely joined in on that.
Really?
Yes.
I think Jim Carrey was best known for his role in The Grinch, that movie, right?
I never saw that. That was the live action version in 2000. I've seen the classic cartoon of The Grinch, which is that's sort of, I think, the standard. That's the one that everybody really knows the best. So it'll be interesting to see the live action it's a 2-hour production broadcast on NBC on December 9th, and it's going to be coming from the Troubadour Theater in London. And if you've ever seen Glee, Matthew Morrison, who was Mr. Shu on Glee, he will star as the Grinch. And so he's also got lots of Broadway chops, so that'll be good. And then Dennis O'Hare, who, if you saw Dennis O'Hare, you may not know his name, but if you saw his face, he's a character actor. He's been in a million things. Most recently, he was in Big Little Lies. He is going to play old Max. And then Boo Boo Stewart is going to play young Max. And Amelia Minto from The Lost Girls, she will be Cindy Lou Who of Whoville. So,
Cindy Lou Who?
Cindy Lou Who, yeah.
That's a Dr. Seuss. That's Doctor Who. That's Dr. Seuss all over. Cindy Lou Who? So, something. I mean, you know, it sets the tone for me, that horrible song that you hear played a lot at Christmas time. I don't like that one. All right, Phil Collins, thinking of, speaking about things that are unpleasant, messy divorce. I never pay much attention. Phil Collins.
This has been all over the gossip columns.
But
for
why?
A couple weeks, because it's a contentious divorce. So Phil Collins.
She's 46, he's 69. There's,
right. They originally got married. They were married from 1999 to 2008. They got divorced. She married somebody else, divorced that guy, reunited with Phil Collins in 2015, and then I guess it's exploded again in 2019. This divorce started. But she's claiming some pretty insane stuff, that
like,
he's heavily addicted to pills, that he's drinking heavily, that he is apparently so whacked out he can't make any music, he falls down from excessive alcohol. She also says that he doesn't brush his teeth, he doesn't bathe, and that he's basically a hermit. It's kind of crazy. Now, his side says none of this is true. Obviously they're going to dispute it.
Say that, yeah.
But, so she said back in 2019 that he had become increasingly depressed and withdrawn and abusive, and he had an operation on his back. I don't know if you remember this, but before the world stops, he was on tour, and he could only sit on a stool. He couldn't actually stand during his concerts. So he's had a lot of issues with his back. Is it possible that he got addicted to pain pills after that? Of course,
yeah,
like a lot of people.
Yeah.
We're not really sure what the problem is, but the people who have reported to the Post, the New York Post, saying that he actually has a serious neurological problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires him to take a lot of medication, so that some of it could be related to that. Either way, this sounds like it's a messy, messy divorce. They're sharing a house. They're still sharing, like,
really?
This,
living
a mansion
together
that he owns in Miami.
Yeah,
it's like War of the Roses. They're both apparently in the same house in Miami, so it's not great.
Do you know Jonathan Rhys Meyers?
Jonathan Rhys Meyers, he's a disaster.
You're talking about Phil Collins. That made me. I saw something yesterday about him being arrested.
He's got a real problem with alcohol,
I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah, huge problem. It's sad because he's a talented actor, but he's been in and out of rehab numerous times, and it doesn't seem to stick.
Mm-hmm.
So he was arrested again for a DUI. He's been in jail. I mean, it's very sad when you see addiction just robbing someone of their career and their life. It's horrible.
I guess I saw something also, as long as I'm flipping back the pages to yesterday, about Jason Momoa. Remember him as the...
Yeah,
he,
Aquaman.
But wasn't he in Game of Thrones, too? I think he got going...
I don't know. I never saw Game of Thrones.
He was a lot like Steve Harvey. Apparently he was almost starving until he got the first gig that he got. And I think the first gig he got was... In Game of Thrones, there was a breakthrough role for him, but he opened up about his history, as Harvey has done, living in a car, having not enough to eat, that sort of thing. And there are a number of people from Hollywood who have gone through that. You have in stars in your eyes, and you're going to make it or not, and you sacrifice pretty much everything. Yeah, right. Yep. So here's the story. For those of you who are a child at heart, or maybe... you have a lot of children around your home, toys. We understand American culture, and this time of year we're thinking about toys for Christmas. Most people do not know that there is a Toy Hall of Fame. Do you know that, Victoria?
I did not know that.
All right.
Nope.
Here's the chief curator of the Strong National Museum of Play. His name is Christopher Bench. Started in 1998, recognizing classic toys that have had an enduring impact on our culture. The Strong National Museum of Play inducts new toys into its Toy Hall of Fame every year. Some of the past honorees include brands like Barbie, G.I. Joe, Magic, The Gathering, non-branded toys like Sticks and Balls, and my cat's favorite, cardboard boxes. Toys are chosen by experts and curators for their longevity, icon status, creativity, and innovation. So what from your childhood would be something that you would put into the Toy Hall of Fame? What toys did you play with as a youngster that have stayed with you, that you still got a few of them around? Do you have any of those?
No, I don't have anything around. I would say my husband has, at his parents' house, he has some Star Wars toys that are important. I would say big in my childhood, my brother and I both love Legos, so we were always using Legos. So that,
still
I'm sure
fabulous.
Legos is already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
And then a doll that I had one, even though I don't get the point of it now, but the rage when I was a kid was the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Really?
And so,
Raggedy Andy was a Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy were the dolls when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year's inductees are Sidewalk Chalk.
I had a lot of that.
Yeah. I have in my truck. I actually use it to mark things, as a matter of fact. And one of the biggest trailblazers in the toy industry, Baby Nancy. So what is Baby Nancy? What's her deal? That's not a toy that I, well, again, I'm not that close.
No,
I see
Baby Nancy
Miles.
Is more your era. That's
really?
Yeah, from the
60s. 1968. Well, that would have been a little after my era as a child. First doll created specifically for black girls. Ah, now I remember. Yeah. Okay. Developed and manufactured by, is it Shindana Toys, I think? Doll designed with natural hair and ethnically correct facial features. Yeah, I remember. It was very, very popular then, and I guess it still is. Is it still being produced?
I don't know. I mean, now there's so many dolls. I've never heard of Baby Nancy, but that's interesting.
There it is. All right, here's something that you have heard of. That is MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, or your money back. There are all kinds of guarantees that go with the things that come from MyPillow that you find at MyPillow.com. Every single thing that has been produced there is guaranteed. And one of the things going on right now, as we get ready to try to figure out how to do things well for Christmas, is making sure that maybe this is a good gift. I think it's a good idea to give people things that they can use for Christmas. So the big deal on premium MyPillows, they're at $40 savings right now. The standard, the queen, the king size. This is a fabulous opportunity for you to fill up your house. The MyPillow is what started it all, and this is the lowest price that they ever put on these pillows. And they extend their 60-day money-back guarantee. If you buy them now, you have until next March to figure out whether you like them or not, which is really very cool. So take advantage of this offer. Go to MyPillow.com. Save a lot of money. Look at what they have. Browse through his page after page after page of great things. You get great deals when you check out. Use the promo code DJV. That's at MyPillow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program for November the 11th. Tech Talk with a focus, first of all, Victoria Keelan, on Uber. What are they rolling out?
Uber's rolling out a new feature that lets customers book a ride 30 days in advance. It's called Uber Reserve. Part of this program is not actually new. Uber has been letting customers schedule rides in advance for the last few years, although it never really got a lot of traction because most people like the convenience of calling for an Uber, you know, at the moment that they need it. People don't tend to plan ahead that much for Uber.
Lyft, I find
also,
it doesn't work much anymore if you call at the moment you need it. I find there's never anybody around anymore. I've stopped using them.
Well, during the pandemic, it's been really tough because a lot of people, their business has dropped by 50%. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I think that there are fewer drivers because of safety reasons, and fewer customers also because of safety reasons have not really been using the service that much. This is actually something that Uber's been working on, Uber Reserve. They've been working on this for a while. Lyft, their main competition, they also allow customers to book as many as 7 days ahead of time. But now the new Uber Reserve feature has some notable tweaks to how drivers are connected with riders. There's a service fee to incentivize drivers to accept the advance bookings. Booking a car ahead of time is typically, as most of us know, if you've ever, you know, gone to the airport, you hire a black car or a limo. And so this is an area where Uber and Lyft want to get in on that. And so this place is, you know, as in the past, the business model of Uber and Lyft, there's a huge premium on efficiency. And so they've said that these features are unnecessary in the past when a car typically can be in front of your door between 5 and 20 minutes. But mm-hmm. I think worrying about not having a ride to the airport or wherever you need to go, doctor's appointments, things
not
like that,
able
that
to
people
count
are
on.
Using right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this Uber Reserve will start live, starting this week. They're going to start it out in 20 U.S. cities and then go from there. The process for booking the scheduled ride is much more streamlined than it has been in the past. As I said, you can book up to 30 days in advance. And the business for Uber, hopefully once people, once we can get this, we're in the second wave, as all the medical experts have predicted. And so once we get past this, I think this is going to be great news for when people start flying regularly again and mm-hmm. traveling more. And when bars and restaurants open up again to full capacity, this is where you'll probably see Uber Reserve being helpful to people for planning ahead for big gatherings and events and things that we, aren't really doing right now. But I think that it's good that they'll have this in place when the world reopens.
All right, so there's a little prompt for those of you who want to book a month out. Here's the story of Commando Joe's tech-filled new egg and pellet cooker.
The Geek Out. You may wonder what's geeky about barbecue, but just stick with me for a second. Recently, Kamado Joe introduced a unique union of outdoor cooker designs, marrying the 3,000-year-old egg-shaped Kamado design with the modern use of wood pellets, and it's called the Pellet Joe. Now, the new cooker claims to be able to continue to do the ability of low and slow cooking, but also 600 degrees for searing, but with the convenience of wood pellets. Now, why is this geeky? Because included in all of it is the ability to connect to your Wi-Fi to report temps and status to an app on your phone, of course, and sensors to manage those temps. The Pellet Joe is $2,000, and we've posted recent reviews and details over at the Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, let's head to space, Victoria. Who are we going with?
Well, we're not going to space. We're going underground.
Yeah,
other way. Elon Musk
has... He goes in both directions, this guy.
He does. He goes
both
underground, and he goes up to space.
Down and up. Up and down.
Yeah.
Yep.
So on the underground news, the Boring Company, which is Elon Musk's tunnel-digging venture, their next project is going to be in Austin, Texas. And they have recently posted half a dozen new jobs in Austin, and Elon Musk has recently been tweeting favorably about the soil in Austin, and so he's obviously very interested in that because the rumor is that they're going to do another one of those underground shuttles, and then the next one will be in Austin. And so his other company, Tesla, recently announced that Austin is going to be the site for the next factory. They're going to focus on the Model 3, the Model Y, and the Cybertruck production, which will be in Austin. So the jobs currently in Austin range from electrical engineer to mechanical engineer, business development lead, technical recruiters. And so the Austin approved $60 million in property tax rebates for Tesla and the Boring Company. So it looks like Austin will be their new home.
Hooray! All right, so that's it. Put a couple of bucks in. You'll probably get a couple of bucks back out again as an investment. 59 past the...
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.